From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Florida or California, those are NASA's choices for this morning's return of Space Shuttle Discovery. Some rain and clouds have popped up around the Kennedy Space Center ahead of Discovery's return, now pushed back to shortly after 9 Eastern, as NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce explains.
NASA prefers to land its space shuttles at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That's where the spaceships get processed for their next launch. But if the Florida weather doesn't cooperate, mission managers will land Discovery at a backup site, Edwards Air Force Base in California. One thing NASA managers don't have to worry about is volcanic ash. Discovery's flight path won't take it through areas affected by the plume that's drifting away from Iceland. The 7 astronauts on board Discovery will be coming home after a mission to the International Space Station. They dropped off tons of supplies and science equipment and did 3 spacewalks. After this flight, NASA plans to fly only 3 more shuttle missions before bringing the entire space shuttle program to an end. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
About half the flights over Europe are back on schedule today, as worries about volcanic ash clouds from Iceland appear to be easing. Eurocontrol says it expects about 14,000 flights to get off the ground before day's end. But as NPR's John Itzty reports, London's airports remain closed.
British Airways and other carriers had planned to resume flights out of Heathrow Airport, but overnight a new cloud of ash from the Icelandic volcano appeared headed for the UK. A few flights did depart from Scottish airports, most to domestic destinations. There are reports that the volcano is now beginning to produce a significant lava flow, which may signal a reduction in the amount of ash produced. Meanwhile, 150,000 Britons remain stranded outside their country. The government is now urging those in Europe to head for ferry ports in France, where Royal Navy vessels are standing by in case additional capacity is needed. British travelers outside Europe are advised to fly to Madrid, where buses will be available to get them to channel ports. John Itzty, NPR News, London.
Toyota is recalling thousands of 2010 Lexus SUVs a week after Consumer Reports issued a warning of don't buy for the vehicle. Toyota says the recall affects about 9,400 of the GX460s to fix a potential problem with the vehicle's stability control system and rollover potential. Toyota says dealers will be updating the SUV's software to improve stability control. Authorities in Tennessee say they're not sure why a man shot and killed a woman outside a hospital in Knoxville and then wounded 2 others before taking his own life. Police say the shooter had no known connection to the women, each of whom was a current or a former employee at a hospital there. This is NPR News from Washington. Dorothy Height, who as a longtime president of the National Council of Negro Women was the leading female voice of the 1960s civil rights movement, has died at the age of 98. She'd been ill at Howard University Hospital for some time. The Department of Education today is announcing a change it says will bolster Title IX. The 1972 anti-sex discrimination law is best known for ensuring that girls and women get equal opportunities to play sports, as NPR's Tom Goldman explains.
The Department of Education is not adding anything to Title IX. It's taking away a controversial policy it put in place in 2005. The policy gave schools the chance to prove they were offering females equal sports opportunities by sending out an email survey to female students to gauge interest and ability in sports. Supporters said the survey gave women athletes the chance to stand up and be counted. Critics, including the NCAA, blasted the policy for interpreting a lack of response to the survey as a lack of interest. Critics also said the policy made it too easy for schools to say they were complying with Title IX. Previously, schools had to prove compliance through a number of factors, not just an online survey. That will be the standard again now that the policy is being withdrawn. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The former CEO of HomeStore.com is heading to prison. 46-year-old Stuart Wolf was sentenced to 4.5 years in a federal prison after pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit securities fraud. Prosecutors say Wolf was behind a scheme that artificially inflated the company's ad revenue. After details were revealed, the company's stock dropped and 1,000 employees lost their jobs. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.